This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our guest here at Sunday Arts is a gentleman by the name of Spencer Harrison. He's a visual artist. His work distills colour, form and space is the description that he's given us. And in the work that he's got here at the Joy Exhibition, he's asking people to strut their true selves beneath iridescent jewels.
Hey, what are we talking about?
What is
here?
A runway? Whoa. Spencer, welcome to Sunday Arts.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's your background from an art perspective? What got you into art?
Well, I'm actually self-taught in art. So I actually started out studying science and then made a bit of a change into the arts.
Art and science goes hand
yeah,
in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And, just started kind of moving into doing my own painting and things. And then a few years ago, I formalized that and did my master's in art. So I've got a bit of a art background now. But, yeah, started just out of my own interest, really. And, yeah.
What a great way to start.
Yeah.
The interest that's there.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the fact is, you know, you've been on this journey over the last few years with the museum. How did the marriage come together for you and the museum?
Just a random email in my inbox. That's how it kind of started. And then we kind of had some discussions. They said, you know, we're interested in doing something around this theme of joy, but it was very kind of open-ended about how we responded to that idea. So I kind of reflected on kind of where I find joy in my own life. And for me, it kind of, yeah, I was thinking about back as a young queer youth and that experience of coming out and finding comfortable spaces where I could feel joy. That's kind of where I drew the inspiration from for my piece for this show.
Right. And did it take you a while to sort of work out exactly what you've done? Because what you've done is just absolutely beautiful. And the lighting and all that, we'll get to that. But how long did it take for you to go, yep, that's what I'm going to do?
Well, I mean, as an artist, you kind of have all these ideas floating around in your head at any time. It's not like the kind of... I don't have to spend a lot of time thinking about them. Like I was kind of thinking for a while I wanted to do something with light and colour and transparency. And then it's kind of, the idea kind of came quite quickly once I, you know, was thinking about that. And then I had this idea of doing the coloured jewels and creating a kind of a space where colour and light kind of came to play.
Okay, so we're walking down a hallway in this beautiful building. That's the lovely thing is that there's lots of hallways and high ceilings mm-hmm. as well. So what's going on when we walk down the hallway? Is it on the floor or is it hanging from the ceiling?
Well, it is hanging on the ceiling, but we managed to put in a beautiful gloss black reflective floor,
yep.
which actually reflects the these kind of hanging coloured perspex jewels that are hanging from the ceiling. So you can kind of see you're almost like in this mirrored space where the colour's on the ceiling, but it's also on the floor as well. So. Mm. Yeah, I was actually very drawn to that corridor space. We were given the choice of what space we wanted to show in. And when I saw that, I thought, it's kind of like a fashion runway. You know, could I do something there?
It's a lovely way to enter the exhibition. It really gives you an oomph to get in there and, as you've said in the descriptions of your work, to dance and jump and parade
strut
down
your
the,
stuff.
Exactly, strut your stuff down the entry. It's a beautiful place. What was the key to it? What do you think is the key that makes it work?
Well, I mean, for me, I think a colour is like where it kind of comes back to that feeling of joy. It's kind of, it's hard to be depressed in when you're surrounded by that much colour. And that's kind of where the concept really came for me was when I reflected back on my memories, the kind of memories of queer joy I had growing up were always very colourful. It was kind of nightclubs, fashion shows, you know, drag performances, always very colourful kind of spaces. And so when I actually looked back on my memories and old photographs from that period, it was always very colourful. And so I wanted to kind of create, you know, that joyful feeling.
So they're perspex jewels hanging from the, and they take all different shapes and sizes, mm-hmm. which is lovely. But what I love is the lighting, how well you use the lighting. And we weren't aware to begin with, but then David Moyle actually said to me, the lighting's moving, which on the side walls, all of a sudden, the reflection, the shadows are moving on the side walls, which gives another level to it as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you were saying previously about how it kind of takes a team, and it was really a team effort in that I worked with an amazing lighting designer who kind of helped, you know, we came up with ideas together around how we could kind of activate it and bring it to life other than just like a static installation. And so that adds a little bit of that movement that kind of makes you want to kind of strut your stuff and guide you through the space.
Yeah. And talking about collaborating with people, do you do that a lot with work that you do?
Yeah, it depends. Some projects are kind of more, I've got to kind of do everything, but I do enjoy working on collaborative projects like this where there's a team that can kind of support you. And
And the other thing, side of it is that that person knows what they're doing lighting wise, where you might have the ideas, concepts, but for them to give it that oomph.
Yeah, I mean, that's the joy when you get to work with specialists in their fields. And I do work a lot with different fabricators, like the, you know, the person that fabricated the perspex, like they know that material and how it works. And
well, let's talk about that person, because, you know, like that's obviously the big part of it, is the jewels hanging in perspex. And who do you use there? What, you know, is it somebody you've collaborated with before?
I have actually worked with them a couple of times. So I actually live out in Ballarat, and I used a local fabricator company there to build the perspex forms. And yeah, I like to try and support local kind of businesses within my town where I can. And it also makes it a lot easier with collaboration to be able to kind of pop in and talk to people in person.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, is there a time, or, you know, has it happened to you where you've gone, it hasn't worked out the way I wanted to, how do I tell them I don't like it? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, sometimes that does that does happen. I mean, I think, like, it's all about being clear up front and making you know, making sure you really spell things out exactly what you want. And I'm a big fan of checking in and going and seeing the progress of things, not just waiting till the end and, you know, trying to catch these little mistakes early on.
Spencer, did you see it together before it was put together here in the Immigration Museum?
Yeah, so I actually built like a 110 scale model of the whole installation in my studio.
Okay.
And I built little tiny perspex jewels, and I bought these little tiny lights off of eBay and like lit the whole thing. And that kind of really helped me as well to kind of see, you know, that it was actually going to work as a concept, because you have this idea in your head, but is it going to work in real life? And
And were you here when it was being installed?
Yeah. I was involved with that, helping kind of direct how it was all going up.
And so what was it like when you stood at the entrance of that hallway and the lights were going, the jewels are hanging? What was your feeling? What was your emotion?
Relief, partly. That it all.
Come on, I want something exciting here.
Yeah, definitely exciting. I think, you know, when it was probably about a year-long process of working on this project, and to finally kind of see it up and lit and, you know, all moving, you know, yeah, it was definitely kind of exciting and kind of proud to have kind of pulled it off.
Yeah. And what I also love about it is that a lot of exhibitions are up for a month, maybe 2 months. It's up for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, give you that satisfaction, because all of a sudden it comes down. What do you do with it? Maybe move it on somewhere else. But in this case, you're really getting a real life for it, aren't you?
It does. Yeah, it does have a real life, which is a real privilege to kind of be able to share it with audiences for that length of time. But I am hoping that after this show that I might be able to find another home for these shapes.
Good.
So it's on my mind.
How often are you strutting down from Ballarat to actually strut down your work?
Oh, occasionally if I'm here in town with some friends, I want to kind of show them through, or if I come in for little things like this,
Well, it's important, isn't it? You know, like to show it off. You know,
exactly.
Like, what's the point of doing it if you can't show off to your friends and family?
Yeah. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest installations I've worked on in my career so far. So it was kind of a nice thing to kind of celebrate.
Right. Okay. So one thing that you want us to take away from it when we walk through your jewels, is there something that you want us to take away?
I think that, yeah, kind of the main point I said, which was about like strutting off and celebrating who you are, like, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be kind of queer or it's really, it's an installation for everyone to kind of just celebrate and enjoy, enjoy who they are. And that's kind of what that space, I think, you know, the spaces of runways and nightclubs are about. They're about dancing and just celebrating yourself and not taking it all too seriously.
Yeah. And it's sort of got a mobile feeling as well, which, you know, like that's what I love, which is quite retro, but it's also very now, right now as well. It's come back, hasn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming all the way from Ballarat. How outrageous.
It's not as far as you think.
Spencer Harrison, visual artist here at the Immigration Museum in the Joy exhibition. And this is Sunday Arts coming to you from the Immigration Museum celebrating their Joy exhibition.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.